Christ fame, Lord. Why have you given me such a brutal life? Why have you put me through such a living hell? I think the worst of all was my daddy's sex change. Yeah. He had me meet him in a bar one day, you know, and he had something to tell me, so I showed up at the bar, and he said, "Sit down, son. You want a Virginia Slim? Light? Extra long? Menthol?" I said, "No, Pop, geez, why don't you start smoking them? I think I'll have a Camel if you don't mind." I said, "What do you have, Pop? 2 double bourbons, please." And Dad said, no, make mine a Shirley Temple. I said, "Shirley, what's going on?" He said, "Well, son, I can't hide it any longer. I'm a woman trapped inside a man's body." I said, "But Dad," he said, "No. Would you mind calling me Debbie?" I said, "Debbie? All right. But Debbie," he said, "No, I thought about it all these years when I was going to college. Even when I was with your mother, I had to work so hard for Habadugagare. That was the perversion. Living like I'm living now is the perversion. But I'm flying out on the afternoon flight for Switzerland there so I can be free at last." I said, "Well, if that's what you want to do, I'll still love you, Debbie, no matter what happens." He said, "Thank you, son." And we embraced hungrily, warmly. And I sniffed the scent of his aqua velva for the last time, because the next time I saw him, I knew it would be Aviance or Charlie that I'd be sniffing in my nasal passages. Well, I left the bar, and sure enough, a couple months later, I got a letter from Debbie. "Operation was a success, sending you a surprise in the mail shortly." Well, a couple of days later, I got it. A little bottle full of formaldehyde, and in that bottle was... No, I can't say. I threw the bottle in the closet and didn't think anything more about it. Till about 6 months later, got a phone call from him. I said, "Hey, Debbie." He said, "No, don't call me Debbie, call me Dad." I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "I changed my mind. Living like a dame just ain't for me. Geez, the things you gotta go through, the squealing, it was awful. I want to go back to being a..." I said, "It's too late. I got the package in the mail. How can you go back to being a man?" He said, "No, it's not too late. I talked to a specialist. You still get that little gift I sent you?" I said, "Yeah, I still got it." He said, "Well, bring it to the hospital immediately. There's hope that maybe..." But I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Oh, my God." So I went whipping to the closet and I whipped out all the old galoshes and the umbrellas and I finally found the little package and I went running to the hospital. I was so frantic to get there to save my father from a life as a woman that I wasn't looking, and a car was squealing up to me, squealed on the brakes, I just nudged my legs a little, thank God, but I fell over and dropped the bottle with Daddy's gift. Oh, God, I was lying there in the road, whimpering, when a cop pulled up at the sound of the screeching tires, and he looked at me, he looked at the package on the ground, and he pulled out a service revolver, and he put it right to my head. I said, wait a minute, for crying out loud, what are you doing? He said, hey, I'm just trying to put you out of your misery.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.